chapter 14. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, "This shall be the Torah of the leper. In the day of his cleansing he shall be brought to the Kohen, and the Kohen shall go forth out of the camp, and the Kohen shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the Kohen command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds, alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet and hyssop. And the Kohen shall command that one of the birds be killed over an earthen vessel, over a running mine. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running mine. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, and shave off all his hair, and wash himself in Maim, that he may be clean, and after that he shall come into the camp, and shall stay out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head, and his beard, and his eyebrows, even all his hair he shall shave off, and he shall wash his clothes, and also he shall wash his flesh in Maim, and he shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take 2 he lambs without blemish, and 1 male ewe lamb 1 year old without blemish, and 3 tenth deals of fine flour for a grain offering mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And the Kohen that makes him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean, and those things before Yahweh at the door of the tent of the appointed times. And the Kohen shall take 1 male lamb and offer him for a trespass offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. And he shall slaughter the lamb in the place where he shall slaughter the transgression offering, and the burnt offering in the set apart place. For as a transgression offering is the Kohen's, so is the trespass offering, it is most set apart. And the Kohen shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the Kohen shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the Kohen shall take some of the log of oil, and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. And the Kohen shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in the left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil with his finger 7 times before Yahweh. And the rest of the oil that is in the hand shall the Kohen put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of him of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering. And the remnant of the oil that is in the Kohen's hand he shall pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed. And the Kohen shall make atonement for him before Yahweh. And the Kohen shall offer the transgression offering and make atonement for him. And the Kohen shall offer the transgression offering and make atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness, and afterwards he shall kill the burnt offering. And the Kohen shall offer the burnt offering and the grain offering upon the altar, and the Kohen shall make atonement for him, and he shall be clean. And if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take 1 lamb for a trespass offering to be waved, to make an atonement for him, and 1/10 deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a grain offering and a log of oil. And 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, such as he is able to get, and the one shall be a transgression offering, and the other a burnt offering. And he shall bring them on the eighth day for his cleansing to the Kohen, to the door of the tent of the appointed times, before Yahweh. And the Kohen shall take the lamb of the trespass offering, and the log of oil, and the Kohen shall wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. And he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering, and the Kohen shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of the right foot. And the Kohen shall pour of the oil into the palm of his own left hand, and the Kohen shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand 7 times before Yahweh. And the Kohen shall put of the oil that is in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, upon the thumb of his right hand, upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the place of the blood of the trespass offering. And the rest of the oil that is in the Kohen's hand he shall put upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, to make atonement for him before Yahweh. And he shall offer the one of the turtle doves or the young pigeons, such as he can get, even such as he is able to get, the one for a transgression offering and the other for a burnt offering with the grain offering. And the Kohen shall make atonement for him that is to be cleansed before Yahweh. This is the Torah of him in whom is a plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that which pertains to his cleansing. And Yahweh spoke to Musa and to Aaron, saying, when you become into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in the base house of the land of your possession, and he that owns the base shall come and tell the Kohen, saying, it seems to me there is as it were a plague in the base. Then the Kohen shall command that they empty the bath before the Kohen, go into it to see the plague, that all that is in the bath be not made unclean. And afterward the Kohen shall go in to see the bath, and he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the bath with hollow streaks, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, then the Kohen shall go out of the bath to the door of the bath, and shut up the bath 7 days. And the Kohen shall come again the seventh day, and shall look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the walls of the bath, then the Kohen shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place outside the city. And they shall cause the bath to be scraped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off outside the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones, and put them in the place of those stones. And he shall take other mortar, and shall plaster the bath. And if the plague come again and break out in the bath, after that he has taken away the stones, and after he has scraped the bath, and after it is plastered, then the Kohen shall come and look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the bath, it is an active leprosy in the bath, it is unclean. And he shall break down the bath, the stones of it, and the timber there, and all the mortar of the bath, and shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goes into the bath all the while that it is shut up shall be unclean until the evening. And he that sleeps in the bath shall wash his clothes, and he that eats in the bath shall wash his clothes. And if the Kohen shall come in and look upon it, and behold, the plague has not spread in the bath after the bath was plastered, then the Kohen shall pronounce the bath clean, because the plague is healed. And he shall take to cleanse the bath 2 birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And he shall kill the one of the birds over an earthen vessel overrunning Maim. And he shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slaughtered birds, and the running Maim, and sprinkle the bath 7 times. And he shall cleanse the bath with the blood of the bird, and with the running mime, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open fields, and make atonement for the bath, and it shall be clean. This is the Torah for all manner of infections of leprosy and eruptions, and for the leprosy of a garment and of a bath, and for a rising and for a scab and for a bright spot, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the Torah of leprosy.